Let's hear from our good friends at the Celtic Connection, and then we're going to launch into music. We have old friends to warm up this evening. Gobs of Fun are in studio. They'll be playing live in just a few minutes, and really looking forward to the chance to sit down with them. But first, this from the Celtic Connection, and a little bit of music to get us in the spirit. Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Thy tooth is not so keen, because thou art not seen. Although thy breath be rude, although thy breath be rude. As benefits forgot, as benefits forgot. Though thou the waters warp, thy tooth is not so sharp as friends. Remembered not, as friends remembered not. Thank you.
Music there from Wolf and Clover, the Buck Savoren Moore and Tam Lin. Before that, we heard music from Danu, The Highest Hill, and we led off with something a little out of the ordinary, music by Robin Williamson. The first, a song, Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind, lyrics by someone named Shakespeare. Then into Vivaldi's Winter Largo, Trip to the Boar, and Manage the Miser on KGNU. Good evening to you. Good snowy evening. My name is Carl Comley, and I'm your host this first Wednesday of the month, February already, and the weather outside is just like that. We have great friends in studio, and I want to go to them without further delay. Ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, Gobs of Fun.
I have fallen for another, she can make her own way home.
And even when she asked me now, I let her go alone.
I used to watch her off the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass. When she'd go up to receive, I'd kneel down there and watch her pass. She had a lot of class. I used to love her once. Long time ago, I used to love her once. Long time ago, gone. All my love is gone, it's gone, it's gone. All my love is gone. I remember collecting for concern on Christmas Eve. I was on a 48 hour fast as water and black tea. I went right up and I made an ostentatious contribution. And I winked at her, let her know I'd seduce her in the future. Would she feel and lose her? I used to love her once. A long time ago, I used to love her once. A long time ago, gone. All my love is gone, it's gone, it's gone. All my love is gone. So now you know the truth of it, she's no longer my obsession. All thoughts and dreams I've had of her take 6 months in confession. See, I met this young one Sunday night, she's into free expression. Her ambition is to rid the world of this sinful repression. And we had a session. I used to love her once. A long time ago, I used to love her once. A long time ago, gone. All my love is gone, it's gone, it's gone. All my love is gone. I have fallen for another, she can make her own way home.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Carl.
Thank you very much. So you start off with a song about blackguarding, just, you know, right off the bat, huh?
Well, you were talking about people in of the Irish ilk who do things during a penitential season, so yes. We thought we'd kick in our own.
Well, there you go. A quick trip to the confessional is in order.
Well, oh. not with us.
How are you both this
good
chilly evening?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and it's worth the snow just to share some time with you.
Well, likewise. I felt exactly the same way coming here tonight, saying it's going to be nice to just be with old friends. So,
cool. And we're here, too.
Oh, tell us what you're up to, and tell us a little bit about where people are going to be running into you over St. Patrick's Day, to the extent you know.
Our biggest thing right now is we're going to be doing a self-promoted concert.
Great.
And so we had done for many years various places, especially
sure.
Swallow Hill. We'd been there. And this year we're going to do it in a church in the Highland area down in Denver. So can get a few more folks in and
we wanted
have some
to play
fun
in the Highlands. And it's going to be a special concert because we're celebrating our 25th anniversary as Gobs of Fun.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. You try to forget about it just because I've been tagging along 25
Boy,
years.
Boy, you guys were 11 and 12 when you started out.
No.
13 and 14.
Okay. 13 and 14. That'll do.
Still tweeners.
How did you guys come to the tradition? I'm not sure I've heard that story.
Kind of a family thing.
Yeah.
I come from a large Irish Catholic family.
Yeah.
So there are 10 of the kids, mom and dad, an even dozen, and had attractive sisters. Marty cast his eye upon one of them, my sister Mary Beth, and he kept showing up. So
40 years later, I'm still here.
Very good.
It was always a tradition to sing when we got together,
sure.
Sitting around the house. So there's pianos, guitars, different things going on, a lot of vocalizing, and he fit right in.
See, our family was nowhere near as talented as you, even though we came from sort of the same general concept. We put music on the record player back in the day.
Well, we had a lot of instruments lying around. I don't know if anybody got any good at them.
We're still trying to get good at them.
25 years later.
So what attracted you to performing? I mean, there had to be some sort of spark where you said, you know, we can do this in a pub
said,
or
hey,
something
you bums,
like that.
You can make money doing that.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
I remember I ran into you for the first time, I think, on Main Street in Louisville.
Yes, sir.
And it was a pleasant situation, too. It wasn't just out in the gutter.
Well, that's right. We were still on the warm side of the door.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and boy, that goes back a while, too.
But that was
we
the
remember
old Druid Arms.
Downtown Louisville has changed its appearance a great deal since those early days.
Wow.
So... Well, you know, we're celebrating here tonight. Tell us what else you have in store for us musically.
Well, we typically do a lot of Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. Tonight we thought we'd switch it up a little bit and do some more contemporary things, like the opening song you might have heard the Saw Doctors perform.
Sure.
And now we're going to do a song by Ewan McCall that's been done by the Dubliners and the Pogues and others. So this one is called Dirty Old Town. And the reason we like it is we grew up in Pueblo, and with the steel mill there, we kind of have a little affinity towards it.
Well, and for me, it was my mom's very favorite song.
It's very much like Manchester, old Pueblo is.
I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. My girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their feet. Spring's a girl from the streets at night. Town, dirty old town. I heard a siren from the docks. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smelled the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Shining steel, timbered in a fire. I'll chop you down.
I'll chop you down
like an old dead tree.
Like an old dead tree.
Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream. My girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
Terrific. So what was Pueblo like growing up? You know, I think of it as having a Hispanic heritage, an Italian heritage, maybe a heritage out of Eastern Europe a little bit. But I never really think of Pueblo as being home to an Irish community. Tell me how that
You didn't
part
go to
worked.
The Sullivan House.
We were pretty much the Irish community.
There you go.
Well, Dennis started out doing the songs with his older brother, Jim, and they learned the songs from a parish priest named Father O'Shaughnessy. And so, for me, the music was just so infectious, I wanted to be a part of it. So
the town was, it's always was identified by CF&I, Colorado Fuel and Iron, but then it is gone. Yeah. So the hard scrabble that it was, but everyone had a job, and they were from everywhere. Everyone had a job. Now that's gone. No one has a job, and it has become even tougher. It is hard scrabble.
Yeah, I mean it definitely is. Even though it's kind of the southernmost end of the Front Range Metroplex, you know, and there it is too on the banks of the Arkansas River, which used to be the border between Spain and the United States at one point in time.
Yeah, before things got arranged.
Arranged, yes. Treaty of Guadalupe at all.
You've got to be very careful about borders nowadays.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, as they're finding out in the Brexit negotiations.
Mm.
So, that whole experience with, in my case, Father Mulligan and Father Dooley, same sort of thing. And I did that part of my growing up in an old lumber mill town. So the same sort of thing.
We're like kindred spirits.
Well, there you go.
See, those old priests, they don't just bring religion. They'll bring along their own baggage as well.
Well, you know, I say this often and mostly in jest, but I grew up thinking that anyone who talked like that, you know, did so because they were a member of the clergy. So I figured it was a Latin accent, you know. Yep. So that was just good. The way it was where I grew up.
If you can't make the Mass at 8 o'clock, make the rosary at 8:30. If you can't make the rosary at 8:30, make the mission sermon at 8:45.
And there'll be donuts downstairs.
Coffee
and
beforehand.
Donuts downstairs.
You couldn't eat beforehand. Yep.
No, absolutely. It's a little slice of Americana, I think, that particular American Celtic culture. And you guys represent it very, very well.
Do you steal the altar wine?
It was kept locked up in the cupboard over the sink where you could wash the chalice and the paten. So, but it was not for want of trying that we found out that the cupboard was locked. So, generations of altar boys had gotten there before us. And,
excellent.
You know, so what's up next musically,
well,
gentlemen?
Well, we thought we'd give an a cappella, you know, a time in Ireland when instruments were outlawed.
Sure.
And a lot of the oral histories and songs were passed along a cappella. And our version of it translates to, you know, a cappella translates to off key, so. Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hill to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow. And I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose in yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the Boyne, but my love is fairer than any. 'Twas down by Killarney's green woods that we strayed, and the moon and the stars, they were shining. The moon shone its rays on her locks of golden hair,
when she swore she'd be my love forever. Red is the rose in yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne, but my love is fairer than any. It's not for the parting that my sister pains. It's not for the grief of my mother. It's all for the loss of my bonny Irish lass that my heart is breaking forever. Red is the rose in yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne, but my love is fairer than any. My love is fairer than any.
Just delightful.
Thank you.
So, do you still get together as a family and have a house party or a hooli?
Anytime there's, yes. Anytime, any holiday. Still very much the gatherings for St. Patrick's Day.
Sure.
I've been to get, where are you going to be for the parade? Are you going to be in it this year? It's just all the various options and entanglements.
Pretty much all the holidays, there's a gathering. We're fortunate enough that a lot of the Sullivan siblings are here in Denver. There's a couple out in California and some in Texas, but primary, most of them are central around here.
Good.
And then make a point of coming back. And that has been so much fun for us at the various concerts we've done. They're like, well, it wouldn't be the same kind of year if we didn't. So.
Ah. Guitar.
Oh, sorry.
Got to cue Dennis up on what instrument he's picking up.
There you go. Well, it's my fault for overindulging in the crack instead of the shoal.
So. Oh, no problem. I normally don't know what I'm doing anyway. So.
What's up next, gentlemen?
This is standard.
Well, this is called Patrick Fagan.
This is one that everyone would have done, or many people remember from when they were kids, and their parents would be singing it, or their da would be doing it one time or another. So here we go, yeah. I'm working here in Glasgow, and I got a decent job. Carrying bricks and mortar, and the pay is 15 bob. I rise up in the morning, I get up with the lark. And as I'm walking down the street, you hear the girls remark.
Hello, Patrick Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, that no one can deny. You're rare on terror, never make a decent Irish boy.
Now the day that I left Ireland was many years ago. I left me home in Antrim where the pigs and prairies flow. Ever since I left old Ireland, it's always been my plan to let your people see that I'm a decent Irish man.
Hello, Patrick Fagan, you hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're rare as hair, they'll make hair a decent Irish boy.
Now if there's one among you who'd like to marry me, I'll take her to my little home across the Irish Sea. I'll dress her up in satin and do the best I can to let your people see that I'm a decent Irish man.
Hello, Patrick Fagan, you'll hear this all cry. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy in Ireland, but no one can deny. You're rare, a terror, and devil may care, a decent Irish boy. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you'll hear this all cry. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy in Ireland, but no one can deny. You're rare, a terror, and devil may care, a decent Irish boy.
That was fun. Great fun. Do you know anything about the history of that song? Have you ever done any looking into where it came from and how and all of that?
As it goes north, Antrim, as he mentions in there, right. So it's his northern one. There's different ones. There's another song that's written almost exactly the same way. It's called Bold O'Donohue from the South, and it's the guy with the same kind of attitude. But where exactly that came from and who wrote it, I could not tell you.
You know, since you said the North of Ireland, it occurred to me that it has the rollicking chorus and the verses that make me think of the music hall tradition. And it's easy to see, you know, a music hall full of raucous people rolling back and forth and joining in on the chorus and having lots of fun on the verses. So good stuff.
Probably good someone stuff. At home right now going, I know exactly who did it back in 1903.
with the audience we have, you can guarantee it. And they have it. They have it on their grandmother's 78 vinyl record if they don't have it on one of the old Blue Amberol cylinders. But somewhere, I'm sure that's absolutely true.
So then they
true.
Have to come to our concert and give us an admonishment at the end of the show and say, I know exactly what they
Yeah, you know, when we first started learning the songs, well, there's several that they already knew from the parish priest. But then as we started to expand our repertoire, we're trying to pick up lyrics. And that was before the internet, because 25 years ago, you didn't have that luxury of looking up the lyrics or the chords. So you'd listen to an old LP, and then you listen to it over and over, trying to figure out what the words are that they're saying. Then you pull out an encyclopedia to look up the names of the towns and cities to see if you can make sense of what the words sound like. And
boy, you guys were diligent. You know, we just figured if we got the right vowel, we were probably okay.
We tried real hard to be diligent about it and not muck it up.
Yeah. And scholars you are.
That's part of the problem is sometimes we learn the songs, we were doing them so fast because we had the speed set at 78 instead of 33 and a third. Dennis, slow down, Marty!
I remember using 8 tracks. Do you remember? Oh, that was a murder.
Those were the worst.
We'd be going really through the wolf the tones and just...
Yep.
And who would have known that over the years, then later we were able to play with them at different occasions. We've shared stages with some wonderful folks, them, and Tommy Makem at the Irish Festival.
Oh, great.
He was there, and different folks that we have known over the years. And we'll have some local musical greats joining us for our concert. Chris Daniels from Chris Daniels and the Kings.
Oh, wow.
He'll be with us. Rich Moore, who is the husband of Molly O'Brien, a little Irish girl there, too.
Right. And I've heard of her. She's got a brother who knocks around, too, I think.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
And we got Peggy Fazing, a wonderful pianist and violinist. She played with us several times. She used to sit in for the symphony when they needed an extra someone to fill in. So we got some really quality entertainers joining us, and a friend, John Tebbets, played on our CDs, and we got some more maybe that might show up, some surprise guests.
So tell us a little about the gigs and email list and how people can keep track of you.
Well, the best way is to go to our website, which is www.gobsofun.com, and you just got to remember how to spell fun. It's GOBSOPHUN. And for our concert, it's going to be at the Highlands United Methodist Church at 32nd and Osceola in Denver. And for tickets, just go to brownpapertickets.com, and then there'll be a little search field for your event. Just type in Gobs, and it'll take you right to it.
And what's the date?
The date is Friday, March 15th. It'll be at 8 p.m.
You know, I'm bound and determined to get down there and see that show. That would be a lot of fun.
It's a wonderful church. Really great sound in there. And
good.
Going to be good pirating stuff. It away from them. For an evening, and then we'll return it to their control.
There you go. What's next?
Well, we thought we'd share an original with you, one we wrote. It's titled Sailing Homeward. Well, actually, the full title is Sailing Homeward on a Moonlit Night.
The Serious Moonlight.
Come take us home, my friend, the wind. Let our sails burst open like a big toothy grin. The sea is calm, the moon is full, the stars are shining bright. Sailing homeward on moonlit night. We're sailing homeward on moonlit night. With the wind at our back, we'll be home by daylight. 6 months too late since we sailed away. Sailing homeward on moonlit night. The days wax endless since we left the cave. The sea demands your time, it's all work, no play. But now's our turn to take command, we have our goal in sight. Sailing homeward on moonlit night. We're sailing homeward on moonlit night. With the wind at our back, we'll be home by daylight. 6 months too late since we sailed away. Sailing homeward on moonlit night. A distant lighthouse greets us with a wink. Our hearts are pounding hard, we can't help but think. When we dock, we'll jump ashore and hold our loved ones tight. Sailing homeward on moonlit night. We're sailing homeward on moonlit night. With the wind at our back, we'll be home by daylight. 6 months too late since we sailed away. Sailing homeward on moonlit night. We waited for this moment for so long. There's a silent eagerness with the sweetness of the song. Hearts in flow of happiness, we're back where we belong. Sailing homeward on moonlit night. We're sailing homeward on moonlit night. With the wind at our back, we'll be home by daylight. 6 months too late since we sailed away. Sailing homeward on moonlit night. We're sailing homeward on moonlit night. The stars.
I can absolutely hear Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy singing that song.
Oh, that's quite a compliment. Thank you.
No, absolutely.
Marty wrote it, so he
Dennis has, helped
he's
me tweak
prodigious
it.
In his writing.
Dennis
he's,
has done
are,
some wonderful.
Are you doing a lot of writing?
We haven't recently, but we hope to get back to it.
Good.
He's got files that you need to still get to.
We have 8 different CDs out, and one of them is a collection of originals. So it's called These Gobs, or no, that one's called Out of Our Minds.
Out of Our Minds.
Out of Our Minds. That's
There's 8 of them. We get them goofed up
these
sometimes.
These Gobs are revolting, and I have
Liver Dance, Major Funds Leo, Hearts Pub Band, Barstools and Bad Habits, Highland Dairy Airs.
Yes.
Well, we threw in more of the Scott stuff that we do because we're fortunate enough that we have been able to play year-round. So we steal onto Scottish stages and different places when folks are amenable to it. But we don't just do the Irish. We try and mix it up.
Right. And we've got Burns Night coming up in the near future as well.
Yeah. And we've got already booked for next September the big festival up in Essex Park, the Long's Peak Highland.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Good, good stuff.
We have several other festivals that aren't confirmed yet, so we don't want to mention, but we've been talking to several folks, and we're looking forward to getting those booked as well.
Good stuff. One more time, let's get the web address so that people can track you down and do violence. I mean, listen to your music.
Oh, no, we don't do that anymore.
It's gobsofun.com, G-O-B-S for gobs, the letter O, and then spell fun, P-H-U-N.
Perfect. tell me what you've got to go out with, because we're running toward the end of our time.
Well, we're thinking of, we're always trying to add to our repertoire, and we got a new one that we've been working on that we'd like to share with you. It's called The Ferryman.
Oh, good, good. And gentlemen, Dennis and Marty, thank you very much for coming in on a tough night making the Sergeant Preston and Yukon King trip up from Denver.
The Abominable.
Thanks again for 25 marvelous years. May you enjoy another 25.
Well, we're fortunate to know you for, I think, almost all those 25 years, so thanks for having us.
Boy, that's the first time anyone has ever said that to me.
Oh, yay!
Thank you.
The little boats have gone from the breast of Annalippi. A ferryman were stranded on a quay. The Dublin docks are dying, and the way of life is gone. And sure, money was a part of you and me. Where the strawberry bears sweep down to Lily, I'll kiss away the worries from your brow. I love you well today, and I love you well tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Was the only job I knew, it was hard but never lonely. The Liffey Ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper and forgotten even now. Sure as old Molly over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, I'll kiss away the worries from your brow. I love you well today and I love you well tomorrow. You ever love me, Molly, love me now. Now I tend me yard and I spend my days in talking. I hear them whisper Charlie's on the dough. Oh, but Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and Libby never took away our soul. Where the strawberry beds sleep down to Libby, I'll kiss away the worries from your brow. I love you well today and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to Lindy, I'll kiss away the worries from your brow. I love you well today, and I'll love you tomorrow. You ever love me, Molly, love me now. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Ladies and gentlemen, gobs of fun. Gentlemen, thank you once again, and a huge shout out to our engineer, Dr. George Figgs, who came in and has just done yo person's service once again. Yo person. So thank you, George. And gentlemen, great to have you in studio. Let's go ahead and we'll jump back into some recorded music rather than the live stuff. But huge thanks to Dennis and Marty for coming on in and warming up a chilly evening. Off we go on KGNU.
Sibralat, where even Sibrankio, where even Sibralat, come ye by Kilik Rankio, and ye a pin for Ivan. Ye went now pin Sikantio, and if ye had seen what I seen, the brains of Kilik Rankio, a fochted lad, a fochted siat, him a fochted with my antio, but to met the devil. And in the on the brains of Gilig Rankio, when ye had been for Ireland, ye had not been sick, can't you? And if ye had seen what I seen on the brains of Gilig Rankio. Thank you. puppet girl fell in a fur and flavour's got a cranky o'er I fed an apple glad and the braise of Killy cranky o and he had been for I been. He went now in the canty o and if he had seen what I seen and the braise of Killy cranky o a fine Mackay would girls you lie in the bush yont the cranky o ye'd better pest King Willie's lift than come the Killy cranky o and he had been where I have been. He went now in the sea canty o and if he had seen what I seen in the braes of Killy cranky o it's nae shame, it's nae shame, it's nae shame to shank me o to sell a slave on Athol braes and deals of Killy cranky o and if he had been where I have been. He went now in the sea canty o and if he had seen what I seen in the braes of Killy cranky o.
music there from Kevin Burke's open house of set of tunes, Devlin's Jig, The Trip to Bad Tree, and The Hawthorne Hedge. Wonderful music, and I will confess that got me up and dancing. Music from Celtic France, from Brittany. Cornog is the name of the band, and The Braes of Killiecrankie before that. We are rolling up to the 8 o'clock hour on a very chilly night. Please do stay safe. If you have furry friends and you have to let them outside, make sure you bring them back inside promptly and be safe out there. Let's go ahead and get back into music from Lorena McKennett to wrap up this evening of Schulte Gale going into February, and then I'll see you on the radio in March, both at the beginning of the month and on St. Patrick's Eve itself. Thanks again to Gobs of Fun. Thanks again to George Figgs for doing the engineering. And thanks very much to you for listening. You're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and also at afterfm.com.
não vai querer que eu chegue no final.